Unit 2, Lesson B, page 16. 5. Still Unsolved Mysteries. B. Listen to a radio program about a famous claim of alien abduction in Canada. What did the Hills say happened to them?
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to Still Unsolved Mysteries. Tonight, we're going to talk about the strange case of Betty and Barney Hill. They were convinced that one night in 1961, they were abducted by aliens. Could this really have happened? Martha Stevens is here to talk about it. Martha, what's the story?
Hi, David. Well, one night, while the Hills were driving home from a vacation in Montreal, they saw a bright point of light in the sky. Barney assumed it must be a plane or maybe a satellite, but Betty thought it could be a UFO. There were no other cars on the road, so Barney drove slowly so they could watch it. The object seemed to be flying beside them. Barney began to agree that it couldn't be a plane, so he stopped the car. And Betty said she saw about 10 creatures looking at them through windows in the object.
And then what happened?
As they drove quickly away, they suddenly felt tired, and their bodies felt strange. Their next memory was driving on the highway again. They arrived at their home early the next morning. They said things were still strange.
How were they strange?
Well, they couldn't remember the drive home clearly. Betty found pink powder and stains on her dress. She had no idea where they might have come from.
Did they contact anyone?
Betty wrote a letter to the Air Force about their strange experience and about the terrible dreams she was having. The Air Force said Betty must have been having the dreams because she thought she saw a UFO. They said she couldn't have seen aliens. Betty and Barney were interviewed and hypnotized many times by doctors. They told stories about having medical tests on the spaceship.
What did the doctors think?
They doubted the story. They said dreams like this can be triggered by science fiction TV shows. Barney's description of the creatures matched creatures from a TV show. Doctors figured the Hills must have seen the show. Betty said Barney couldn't have seen the show because he worked in the evenings when it was on TV.
I suspect the doctors were right. That must be the real explanation.
Well, maybe. There's one more thing. Doctors asked the Hills what time they left Montreal and what time they got home. The trip should have taken 4 hours. The Hills were amazed to realize it had taken them 7 hours. What happened to the missing 3 hours?
Good question, Martha. I guess that's why it's still an unsolved mystery.